Sudanese President Omar Hassan al-Bashir signed a ceasefire deal with the main Darfur rebel group yesterday that is intended to lead to a broader peace deal. Charles Collins reports.
For nearly 7 years, fighting has raged in the Darfur region of Sudan. 300,000 people have died. Millions more have been displaced from their homes. The deal signed in Qatar on Tuesday offers Darfur's most powerful rebel group government posts as part of a future peace deal to end the fighting. Sudan's President Omar Hassan al-Bashir has been accused by the International Criminal Court of genocide, crimes against humanity, and war crimes in Darfur. He now says it's time for peace.
All the people in Darfur from all walks of life, whether in the government or outside, liberation movement or otherwise, have all come to the conclusion that peace is a necessity as people have suffered enough from this war.
It's been a year since Khartoum and the Rebel Justice and Equality Movement, or JEM, met in Doha to agree to confidence-building measures designed to pave the way for the framework agreement signed on Tuesday, which will lead to full peace talks. The process stalled after the JEM accused the Sudanese government of attacking its positions days after the ceasefire and of failing to carry out agreed measures, including freeing JEM captives. The Sudanese government on Saturday commuted the death sentence of over 100 JEM prisoners and says 30% of them will be freed soon. JEM representative Majab Hussein says they look forward to a final peace deal.
In the name of JEM and in the name of our steadfast and patient people, I welcome the opening of dialogue in Doha and the beginning of a peace deal. We confirm our full cooperation in the efforts for peace building.
The signed document calls for the final peace deal to be signed by March 15th, but rebel leaders say this is unlikely. The rebels also want a delay in elections scheduled for April. Despite these disagreements, observers hope this peace deal will hold. And Qatar, which has hosted the negotiations, has offered $1 billion to help reconstruct the country in a bid to keep both sides from returning to violence. I'm Charles Collins.